If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Colm Bouygues to talk about the weekend sport. We'll start with rugby.
Yeah.
And that win, a decisive win, but unimpressively done, I thought, against Japan.
41-10 Ireland beat Japan on Saturday afternoon. 6-1. But at halftime, it was 17-10. And I noted that Jamie Heaslip said it flattered Ireland at that point. Mm. Big talk again is the line out, Pat. Kieran Dyer, interestingly, the Ireland captain, starting his first game since his horrific injury earlier this year, said that they couldn't hear one another in the stadium.
They couldn't hear the calls.
Couldn't hear the calls. Now, that's a concern because that's mid-Saturday afternoon against Japan versus Australia this Saturday night and South Africa on Saturday evening. So if they can't hear against Japan, they'll be positively deaf. Hmm. Against Australia.
They got it under control though in the second half somewhat. So obviously they did something. Maybe
they did. And look, if you want to look at it positively, they won the second half 24-0.
Yeah.
And they scored 3 tries in the last 13 minutes. And they tried out a few new faces.
Yeah, and also
that's good.
It looked like the Japanese just ran out of steam.
They did, really.
We mentioned on Friday they would be so energetic, and they were. But then the legs started to tell.
I counted 3 times in the first half that Japan got down the left, and if their handling was better, they may have even scored a try. And the try that they did score was a maul, aggressive try that they overpowered Ireland in. So there were shoots of concern. But Andy Farrell talked about the replacements very positively afterwards. Sam Pendergast came on in the 52nd minute for Jack Crowley and looked very, very good. But he lamented the first half display.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to one of your favourite teams, Cork City.
Oh, yeah.
Alas and alack. Valiant display, but they lost to Rovers.
Valiant is correct, Pat. The FAI Cup final yesterday at the Aviva Stadium. 2-0, Shamrock Rovers won. Rory Gaffney got a double. But Cork City were very impressive at times in that first half. They troubled Ed McGinty, the Shamrock Rovers goalkeeper, who, if it wasn't for Rory Gaffney's brace, probably would have walked away with player of the match. But the big turning point, Harry Nevin for Cork City, on the right side of the defence, playing his first game since mid-August. He actually went straight into the starting lineup in the FA Cup final. Straight red card for a horrific tackle on Josh Honahan. So Cork City down to 10 men for the last bit of the first half and all of the second half. And they actually still created opportunities. But once Gaffney scored the first, it looked like a very difficult challenge. That became impossible when he doubled Rovers' advantage. Mm-hmm. Their first double since 1987, amazingly enough. Shamrock
and
Rovers.
Of course, because they then get a European slot as winners, it yes. makes way, Shane Coleman assured me, for Bowes to get a place.
Everybody was against Cork City.
Anyway, let's stick with football, yeah. soccer, and go to the Premier League. And Liverpool, well, they disappointed yesterday.
Very much so, yeah. And Arne Slot admitted so, particularly in the first half. They lost 3-0 away to Manchester City. They had scored, Pat, in their previous 44 Premier League games. Liverpool had scored. So this was a record that was broken.
And they thought they had scored yesterday.
They thought they had. So Virgil van Dijk headed into the net, but Andy Robertson was judged to have been interfering in the line of sight for Gianluigi Donnarumma. So it was ruled out. Yeah. And they had a big opportunity second half too.
People saying it's unfair that he wasn't really interfering with the play. But Roy Keane said, if you've got a keeper and then someone does anything in front of the keeper,
yeah.
and in this case he ducked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
be a distraction. There's no question.
Yeah, if Robertson had got out in time, it wouldn't have been an issue. Like that's the other way I'd look at it too. And look, Mo Salah missed the one-on-one that he put wide, and that was in the 80th minute. And by that moment, Liverpool only had one shot on target, so they really flattered to deceive yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they have a big problem. Frying versus a huge. Where are they going to play?
We have to talk about our team, Manchester United. Yeah. And I mean, it looked like it was all going very well.
Yeah, well, it was a strange old match because it was deeply flawed on Saturday lunchtime. Same time as the Ireland-Japan game. 2-2 had finished between Spurs and Man United. Matthias de Ligt headed in a 96-minute equaliser to get something for Ruben Amorim.
And deserved, it has to be said.
Yeah, I think so. I think a draw, though, was the fair result in this game. Spurs have only won 3 of the last 20 home Premier League games. So they're deeply flawed at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Their fans aren't happy with Thomas Frank at all. Despite them, you know, had they won that game, had they, you know, and they nearly did, they would have been second in the league. So it's a strange all season for Spurs. They're 15th, 19th or 7th now, heading into another international break. It's positive, Pat, in terms of United. But Amorim afterwards was saying that they still have a mountain to climb. They still have loads of improvements to make.
Yeah.
So it's a flawed side.
But they're playing like a team, you know.
It's much better. Look, the Brentford game was probably the nadir, and we thought he was going to go after that. But then they won 3 and they drew 2. And it's
and
a pity.
That mid-table is getting very, very congested.
It is,
it?
Yeah. And United are 5th, so there's nothing to say to prevent United qualifying from the Champions League this season, because they don't have European football to contend with. They're basically playing one game every week. Their first midweek game is in early December. You know, they're going to have time on their side here.
Okay, let's move on to other sport. In golf, Rory McIlroy had a stunning final round.
He did.
Not enough.
No, in the Abu Dhabi Championship. So he finished tied 3rd and 24 under. Was a playoff between Ray and Fleetwood, and Ray prevailed actually in this one. And Shane Lowry as well finished on 19 under, which is tied 12th. So it was a really good weekend for McIlroy and Lowry in terms of consistent performance. And yeah, a huge shout out to Aaron Rye for beating the Ryder Cup hero himself, Tommy Fleetwood, in that playoff.
Now, you're not watching much Formula One. I was kind of flicking between all the channels to watch a bit of Formula One. For once, it was exciting.
It was really good.
Because you had Verstappen, who started in the pit lane and finished up on the podium in 3rd. It was quite a remarkable drive from him.
It was remarkable. I had to read about this because it was at the same time as Manchester City, Liverpool and the FAI Cup final. Yeah, but yeah, it was a remarkable comeback. So Verstappen now, he's 49 points behind. I was looking at this, right? And there's 83 points to play for.
Yeah, still could happen.
You wouldn't rule out the possibility of Verstappen.
And for Piastri, who was looked earlier on to be the favourite to take the title, he had a disaster because he had a 10-second penalty imposed. Yeah. But it was like skittles at times during this Formula One race, cars going off and all that.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, so look, it was finally exciting, like you said in the ad break before we were chatting.
Yeah, finally something to... I mean, I didn't watch all 71 laps. That would be too tedious entirely.
Exactly.
I was flicking in a... Colin Buick from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.